From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. Join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to the programme. I'm Paul Bender, though. We'll begin today with an operetta overture, this time from Jacques Offenbach's La Perichole. In the complex evolution of Offenbach's music, La Perichole, which appeared in 1868, ranks as one of the most important, if not exactly the most popular, stage works. But even at this early stage, we see intimations of the later brilliant opera dramatist, which Offenbach would prove to be at the end of his life with the powerful Tales of Hoffmann. Sir Neville Mariner conducts the London Philharmonia Orchestra in the overture to La Perichole. The overture to Offenbach's operetta La Perichole, which premiered about 130 years ago when the composer was at the pinnacle of his fame. The libretto was based on a very popular one-act play by the French writer Prosper Mérimée, who also provided the subject matter for Bizet's world-famous opera Carmen. The character Perichole was based on a person who is actually said to have lived where the operetta is set, in Lima, the capital of Peru, then under the regency of a Spanish viceroy. In the operetta, this viceroy falls in love with a pretty street singer named Perichole. Royal edict decrees that viceroys aren't allowed to invite unmarried women into the palace, no matter how pretty they are. So if Perichole is to be the viceroy's guest, somebody must be found to marry her, That somebody just happens to be the love of her life and also a fellow street singer. The situation creates a great deal of confusion, but also helps the story along its way to the predictable happy ending. 30 years prior to the premiere of La Perichole, Offenbach had his actual Paris debut, not as a composer for the stage, but in an upper-crust salon, where guests were offered music more or less as dessert along with the culinary delights. Offenbach, then a young cellist with great expectations, was presented as a cello virtuoso who also happened to compose pieces like this serenade. Melody Time, Jacques Offenbach's Serenade Opus 29 No. 2 was performed by cellist Wolfgang Böttcher, accompanied on the piano by his sister Ursula Trede-Böttcher. The young pianist who'd been Offenbach's accompanist had, like Offenbach himself, come to Paris from Germany to serve his musical apprenticeship. Even at that stage, this elegant pianist was very advanced and quite at home in luxurious salons and in the company of the well-heeled art patrons. He also dreamed of being a great composer, and before long his dreams were realized. Friedrich von Flotow is the name of that gifted young pianist, who went on to a fabulous career as a stage composer. From his most popular opera, Martha, here's the melody, Letzte Rose, The Last Rose, performed by the Salon Orchestra Köln. An instrumental adaptation of the internationally popular song Letzte Rose from Flotow's opera Martha, performed by the Salon Orchestra Köln. From that adaptation now to an original version of an operetta tune. Although the song itself is extremely popular, it comes from an operetta that's largely forgotten, Rudolf Katnig's Balkanlieder, Balkan Love. At its 1937 premiere, Balkanlieder was a big success with many catchy melodies. So it's hard to explain why people simply lost interest, as even music critics considered Katnig on a par with the finest of his contemporaries. Well, whatever moves an audience and makes it loyal is just as much a mystery to us today as ever. Let's just be glad that a singer of the caliber of German tenor Peter Seifert has chosen to revive some of Katnig's lovely tunes, such as this one from the operetta Balkanlieder, Heimat mit der Seele grüß ich dich, Homeland, my soul greets you. Tenor Peter Seifert with the Vienna Opera Ball Orchestra, conducted by Peter Falk, and Heimat mit der Seele grüß ich dich, from Rudolf Katnig's operetta Balkanlieder. Listening to that melancholy song of nostalgia and homesickness, you'd have no idea that it comes in fact from an operetta absolutely seething with revolutionaries, traitors, potential assassins, and war heroes. A military operetta? Well, not exactly. Actually, it's all just a pretext to deal with the sort of emotional battlefields in which love emerges triumphant. Our next piece of music, despite the title, is also anything but militaristic. But then when a lyrical composer like Franz Schubert sets his hand to a military march, it means lively parades and delightfully playful march rhythms. Schubert's Military Marches Opus 51 were all composed for piano four hands, but we'll hear a special orchestral arrangement by Klaus Sonnenberg of Schubert's Military March No. 1, played by the Kammerater Bern. The Kammerarter Bern with Franz Schubert's Military March No. 1. To close Melody Time for today, a Viennese waltz by a Strauss, Oscar Strauss. Even though not actually a member of the great Strauss dynasty, his name is spelled with only one S at the end, this Strauss kept the waltz alive during the transition from the 19th to the 20th century with his operetta composed in 1909 entitled Eine Ballnacht, A Ball Night. The Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter, concludes this broadcast with Oscar Strauss's enormously popular waltz. The studios of Radio Deutsche Welle Cologne by Rick Fulker, today with help from studio engineer Ingrid Schauber. I'm Paul Benderer. Thanks for listening and join us again next time.